Bechever and Parshas Shlach. Parshas Shlach, we have the Ma'aseh of the Meraglim. Ma'aseh Meraglim that brought such suffering to Klal Yisrael. We have to understand the Ma'aseh Meraglim. I think we can understand in a new light tonight. The Meraglim come back, and at first, their first words don't seem so bad. They were told to go and tell what they saw, and they reported what they saw. Vayomru banu al arta sheshalachtanu. We went into the land that you sent us. Vagam zavas chol v'dashu v'zir pirya. First, they said out that it's flowing with milk and honey, and they showed the fruits. And then they say, which also wasn't so terrible, it was the truth, it's what they were sent to do. Efes ki azam ayoshibar etzvaharim b'tzuras gedolos ma'od. The truth is, the people that live there are very, very strong. They're extremely fortified cities. V'gam yelide anak reinusham, and we saw the children of giants there. Now the truth is, reading those psukim, they were reporting, saying MS what was going on. That's what they were sent to do. And immediately, v'yas kolev etzaham el Moshe. Kolev silences them. Kolev stops. Doesn't want them to continue. What did Kolev hear that was so bad? They were telling the truth. Okay, they continue on and they say, lo nuchul alos alam, we're not able. Ki chazaku mimenu. And if you look at Rashi, they didn't believe that they could, that even Hashem could defeat these people. They continue later, these things are terrible. But they didn't say that yet. All they did was tell what they saw. That's what they were sent to do. Why did Kalev silence them? So I saw an unbelievable idea from the Lubavitch Rebbe Zeichus Al Kodesh V'Racha. If you look in the Psukim, a little bit earlier, when Moshe Rabbeinu sent them, he sent them to do exactly what they said at first. He sent them to look at the land, the produce, what the land was it a good land? And to look at the people, how strong they were, how they could defeat them. But when Moshe Rabbeinu commanded them to go look, he primarily was concerned with the people and their strength and how we would fight them. And secondary, after that, was how is the land? Is it a good land? What's it like? What's the vegetation like? If you look in Perek Yigimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, Re'isam Etzaretz Mahi, V'esa'om HaYoshev Elei HaChazaku, and only then, Uma Oretz, Hatovi Yimra. When they answer, a few psukim later, Pasuk Chav Ches, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Pasuk Ches, they first say, talk about the land. The land was Zavas Chol V'dvash, and then the people were very strong. They flipped it around. V'nahapachu. And Kalev understood exactly what was going on from that. Kalev understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, our avodah is to come into Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to go in, we're doing it. And find out how we're going to do it. And secondary, once we go in, vada, we're going to reap the benefits of the land, find out what the land is like. When they flipped it around and first spoke about the land, what they were saying is, our primary goal and our desire is to enjoy the land and gain the rewards of the fruits and the vegetables and what the land is. That's our goal. That's what we want. And if that's their goal, Kalev understood that when then they said and they saw how strong the people were, you know, whenever you're going to do something in life, when you're going to take on a challenge, you always weigh the reward, the benefits, and what you're going to lose, and what's going to be difficult, and say, is it worth it? Is it worth going through that turmoil and that potential loss to gain this benefit? Throughout life, we make such cheshbonos. And Kalev saw they were making that cheshbon, because their primary was the reward, and they weren't going to go through with it then. As they continue to say, we can't do it. Kalev understood Moshe Rabbeinu's will, and the will of God, is that in life, our avod is al tavodu es HaKadosh Baruch Hu al tishamshu es harav al manas l'kabel pras, as the Mishnah Avos says. Vada, what Hashem gives us and does for us, and every mitzvah will lead us to tremendous benefit. But our purpose has to be, Hashem told me to do it, I do it. Whether I understand it or I don't understand it. Whether I gain from it or I don't understand in the moment or not. That's a true Baal Yerushalayim. That's a true Eved Hashem. If it's all about what I gain from it, I'm really only serving myself. The Meraglim were all about what they gained from it. So that's what they spoke about. Kol said, stop. Our avoid is to be Ovdei Hashem. And believe that if we are Ovdei Hashem, it's all going to be good anyways. And that's our avoid. And that's why, by the way, if you look at Rashi, he went to go by Chevron. And what did he do in Chevron, Kaliv? He davened, but he didn't just daven. Lashon Rashi, he did hishtadchus. You know what hishtadchus is? Completely flattened himself out by the graves. It's a special type of bowing by a grave site. To connect to the tzaddik, but it doesn't just do that. The Lubavitch Rebbe Zichron Tzadik Kodesh Baruch Hu says, when you do hishtadchus, you lower your head, where your head is even with your arms and with your legs. As if to say, what I think is not above what I'm going to do. I put myself down, and whatever Hashem tells me to do, whether I understand it or I don't, I'm going to do what the Eibishter tells me to do. Because I know whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam tells me to do is best for me. And that's the way we have to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Kalev understood, that's what Moshe understood, that's what the Meraglim didn't understand when they flipped such an order. And that's the way each and every one of us has to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vada, everything Hashem does for us, kol ma'adav rechman l'tav of it. And hopefully we'll see it. But when we don't see it, it doesn't change the way we do Avodah. It doesn't change the way we daven, it doesn't change the way we keep Shabbos, it doesn't change the way we learn, it doesn't change the way we put on tefillin, and it doesn't change the way we wear our tzitzis. Because I know Eibishter told me to do it, I do the ratzon of Hashem. That's my Avodah. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we shall be zoicha to show the Eibishter we do for Him no matter what. And if we show the Eibishter we do for Him no matter what, He'll do for us and bring us Gula, bring us Simcha, bring us Bracha, the Gula Shleima, b'mhera b'yameinu. And we shall be hailing a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Hey Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, hey Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, hey Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, hey Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.